I want to go in depth on something that we talked about earlier this morning briefly, just kind of reporting it, but I want to go more in depth on this. So what is the perfect age? Like, at what point are you where you are in that sweet spot, that perfect time of your life? If you could be one age for the rest of your life, what would you choose? A survey found that most Americans think the sweet spot in their life is their mid-30s. They actually said that if they could freeze time, 36 years old would be their sweet spot.
Woo!
4 in 10 would not go back to their 20s. And a majority of people, actually more than 50% of people, said that they don't like their teens at all, that their teens weren't great. But 36 was kind of the spot. Mike, you wooed. How old are you, Mike? I don't even know how old you are.
Are you?
I thought you were. Right. I thought you were always 20. No, I thought you were 25.
Okay, let's go with that.
Are you lying to us about your age?
Yes.
What did you just turn?
I just turned 36.
Oh, you did?
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
God, you look good for your age. I thought you were younger than that. You should lie to all of us.
No, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's because you haven't seen my driver's license picture. Then you'd be like, "Oh, are you sure you're 36? Or are you maybe a little older?"
I feel like it's a bridge age because when you're younger, you have the physical health and the stamina and endurance to be just feel good all the time. When you're older, you have the wisdom and the knowledge that you didn't have when you were younger. So like mid-30s is that time in between. Mm-hmm. Like that was my favorite time because I was in my stride with career, like finally got on a big morning show, was really performing well, and we were successful. And at home, I had the kids were that perfect age, that young age that you guys are now experiencing where they're mm-hmm. fun. It's mm-hmm. not the work of an infant, but they're not bratty teenagers yet. It was like just the fun age to really watch them. So that mid-30s thing really worked for me.
Is this weird for me? I want to go back to when I was 13. Like, for some reason, middle school was a great time for me. And I always reference back to middle school. And plus, I think part of it is that I always wonder why I never asked the hot girl growing up out.
Well, the study yeah. you're referring to says 3 out of 4 people would go back to be a child again for a week, but that nobody really wants to go back permanently except Mojo. That's where it says in the study.
Mm-hmm. I thought that 30 was actually 30 was a good time.
Me too. I agree.
And 40 was not bad.
So here's
50 sucks.
Really? Do you mean
well,
that?
This year has been 50
well, this,
for me.
Well, this year has been hard for you.
It was 2020.
It was 2020. Yeah, it was. You had heart surgery. That was a big one. I loved 30. That was actually going to be my answer. 30 was just like such a good age for me. But I really genuinely feel like the best is yet to come for me. I have so many people in my life that say 40 is like the
bragger.
Best. Sorry. It's way.
Thanks for bragging.
It's an olden days for you if you still remember 40.
I don't think that's but bragging. I think that means the rest of our life was.
That's awesome.
I'm very optimistic about 40.
Yeah, that's awesome because that means like you're still excited because you feel like you haven't hit.
I feel like recently, like in the past couple of years, I've kind of come into my own and figured out really who the hell I am. And it's taken me a really long time.
Let me
and
tell
a lot
you what
trials,
happens
but
when you hit 40.
I say that.
Everything starts hurting for no reason.
Oh, great.
You literally start having aches and pains
for
no
now.
Reason.
So, take that out of the equation.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this. I'd like to go to the time before Botox. If there's a way that I can actually figure out
too.
How to get to that point.
As you
know
should
weird?
Have. It's preventative, Megan.
Stop.
Preventative.
Can I tell you what's weird? When I was 30 years old, I used to go to the girl that cut my hair and ask her to dye my hair gray. And now I go, why the hell did I think about that? But I always saw that these old dudes were always with these, you know, young girls.
Silver
and
foxes.
I thought, man, maybe people were into it.
Yeah.
But it's funny because when you are gray, you're kind of like, oh, I don't want to do that anymore. And I don't know what it is. You know, Spike, you were talking about that perfect time, sweet spot with your kid. If I could keep my kids babies forever as they grow older, And I think once I sent the first one off to college, that was when I started getting this way. Mm-hmm. I loved the baby, you know, stage. And I know it was more difficult for Chelsea because she did a lot of the work or almost all the work. But God, that was such a great time. But I told you, Mike, I told Mike, eat up Cecily right now, because Cecily is going to, she's going to get to a point where you're not going to, she's going to be hanging out with her friends and stuff. She's not going to want to hang out with Dad. You're not going to be as cool as you are.
Can I be honest with you? After our conversation, I've been, we have those conversations where you pick her up from school and you ask her how her day was, and she'll answer with like one or two questions. Like I said, you got way more out of her than I had in like a week or two, because I'd probably gotten lazy with my questions and I'd just been like, hey, you know, how was your day? And then leave it at that. But since our conversation, I've asked her more and got more, because you're right. She's so excited about life and everything. It's just the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. Wouldn't you love to just see everything through the eyes of a child, you know? Mm-hmm. Dan, what's up, Dan? What's the perfect age, Dan, that you would like to go back to?
Probably 16.
Why 16?
Really?
When I was 16, a bunch of friends and I were going to start a hot rod shop. And about a year ago, a friend of mine and I both decided that we were going to go ahead and do it. So we are now running a hot rod shop.
Nice.
And on top of that, when I was 16, I had the biggest crush on this girl in school, and she is actually now
Don't tell me you're banging her now. Are you banging her?
Oh, he is!
My wife.
Wow.
Nice. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, it's a different answer, I think.
Midlife crisis.
But it's a different answer if you can say, I would like to go back to a certain age with the knowledge I had now. Because, you know, we always say like, oh, if I knew back then, I can just ask the hottest girl out or whatever. Mojo will say that sometimes. Like, well, that's different. They're not giving us the pre-qualifier that I can be 15 and have the confidence and knowledge of my age now. That's, I don't think that works that way.
Right. I mean, it took me 20 years to get here, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this guy right here. 313 says, I'd like to go back to being a kid and buy Bitcoin. Make a little extra money there. I you know, it's interesting because being the oldest of the show, I look back and I look at you guys sometimes and I think like Megan and Ellen, and I thought Mike until I just realized that the guy's been lying about his age.
I know.
I thought you guys.
I'm still a millennial, technically.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. You're an old man now. You're
pretty
36.
Sure you're a baby boomer.
I didn't realize. Yeah. I didn't realize you've been using a fake ID for so long. The guy's ID says he's a kindergartner for somebody. But I look at like Ellen and Megan. You guys, I know sometimes you know. Feel like your lives, and I'm not speaking for you, but I hear some of the stories where you're like, it's not, you know, it's not what you want it to be. I'm
it
like,
sucks.
It's
just
everything
it sucks.
I would want it to be.
No.
But your life
Megan,
doesn't
enjoy
stop.
What you got right now.
Yeah.
Wait, what was that, Mojo?
You own your own house.
Yeah.
You have a great, you know, career. You have, you know, family that loves you. You have friends like us that love you.
Yeah.
You got the life.
I still wouldn't pick any time yet because, yeah, I've made these big steps in my life. I've gone in the right direction. But now I'm at the point where, I it's going to sound like I'm complaining and I'm not. I love my job. I work way too much. I don't have a healthy work-life balance. I work very hard for my house, but now I don't have that extra income to go do the things that I want to do, especially because of quarantine right now. I don't have that great of a social life. Like, I haven't met a significant other that I would like to spend my time with and feel cherished and loved. Like, I just haven't hit those points where I'm like, this is where I'd like to reside. This is my happy place. So yeah, I've made good strides, but I'm not where I want to be. Mm-hmm. I don't look the way that I want to look. I definitely don't act the way that I would like to act. I could definitely improve who I am as a person and make better decisions. But I feel like I'm going in the right direction. I'm just not there yet. Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you, I will trade spots with you for a week. Would you like to
please.
Trade spots?
Yes, please. I would love that.
Let me come and put sweaters on Coraline.
But you have to realize, you know, you've created these great lives that you're in right now because you've gone through the stages that I'm at right now. Like, yeah. I hope to get there one day. I'm just not there now. And I'm not saying my life is terrible. Not by any means. I am very proud of the things that I've accomplished. It could just be better.
I'm going to tell you one thing my therapist, Dennis, told me. Dennis told me one of my problems in life is I don't live and enjoy the moment. Mm-hmm. I fast when we do this in radio. I'm thinking about Friday's show, and it's, you know, it's Tuesday. And one of the things Dennis was like, hey, there ain't nothing wrong with Tuesday. Tuesday's okay. Mm-hmm. Tuesday's good. What you got right now isn't bad. You know,
right.
And I think that's the thing. I think, you know, and I think that work-wise, we all work way too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the one thing I realized too with being sick. Is that, you know, having that time to like heal and do everything, I realized I'm like, holy crap, man, I haven't done that. You know, I haven't taken more than, you know, I think 7 days total of work days that I've taken off is the most I've done in the last 10 years.
It's just your personality.
I think there is something to
that. Succeed, you know, like even this morning when you said like we need to be on a radio station in Flint. And I'm like, man, you're like you don't even allow yourself to enjoy. Okay, we're big in Detroit. Let's get excited about this. You always look like, okay, what's next? I conquered that. What's next? You know, which is a work ethic that most people don't have, you know, that's amazing. But at the same time, you have to like allow yourself to chill in the moment and reflect on
But also what Mojo just said about life in general, like we're always looking into our past, like this whole topic is about, and going, oh, I wish things were so simpler, or mm-hmm. I was so much happier back then, or looking in the future, like I can't wait until I meet, you know, the love of my life, when you're right. Like, there are so many things today on Tuesday, February 23rd, that we are blessed with and we can enjoy.
Yeah, we all spend too much time looking in our past and looking in our future. And the meditation part of trying to remain in the present is the hardest part.
And Mike lied about his age.
Wow, I can't believe you're 36.
So old.